Ave Maria, Father Andre of Our Lady of Guadalupe, on the Solemnity of Saint Joseph, the 19th of March 2020, the 7th anniversary of Pope Francis and his inauguration to the papacy. Pope Francis has a great love for Saint Joseph. He calls Saint Joseph the dreamer because Saint Joseph is depicted in three dreams. The first one was the dream that he had after he was consolidating his thoughts to privately do away with Our Lady, because he knew he was not the father of the child that Mary was carrying in her womb. But when the word of God was spoken to him by the angel, "Be not afraid to take Mary into your home. She is the virgin to conceive by the Holy Spirit, Emmanuel," translated, "God is with us." He knew this scripture, and at that he immediately obeyed and consecrated himself to Our Lady, realizing that she was the Mother of God, and therefore adoring the little infant being carried in the womb of Mary. Saint Joseph was spontaneous to the graces which came from the Immaculate. Saint Joseph responded immediately, and as a result of the role that he played, he is the foster father of Jesus. He is the one who has been given to the church. 150 years ago, he was the one who was ordained to be patron of the Holy Catholic Church. And he's the one that Pope Francis talks about when he has petitions. He gives it to Joseph, the sleeping Joseph, to look after the church. So any problems that you have today, any problems that you realize which are beyond our control, God has ordained Joseph to look after his little child. Some 2,000 years ago, he has also asked Saint Joseph to take care of his mystical body here on earth. And in so doing, any petitions that you have, give them to Joseph. Put them under his statue. Leave them with him, because God will reveal the problems that are innate in ourselves. And they are really that we are not true children of Mary. We need to be Christ-like. To be Christ-like, we need to be Mary-like. To be Mary-like, we need to do what Joseph did when he heard the angels speak to him, "Be not afraid to take Mary into your heart." When we read the Gospel of today, we notice that there is one distinction being made, and it is Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. In all the other masculine identities within that particular verse and previous verses in Matthew's Gospel, it notifies us of who the father was. But in this verse, it notifies not the father, but that Mary gave birth and Joseph was her husband. This depicts the virginity of Our Lady. She didn't have any other children. She only had one child, Jesus. And Joseph was also a virgin. He was ordained with special graces. Though he didn't realize it at the time, it's something St. Bernardine of Siena has said in today's reading of the office, that some people are given particular offices in the church. All of us have been given a particular vocation. We've been given particular graces. And when we ask for the communion of saints and individual saints to pray for us, go to Joseph, because he has access to all the graces. So the message is very clear. As St. Andre Passet in Montreal said, well known amongst the Americans, go to Joseph. He will give you all your physical and spiritual needs. He's the patron of the church. He's the one chosen for Our Lady. He's the foster father of Jesus. Ave Maria.